Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. This is Dr. Tim Hagney. Today's topic is cold and flu prevention. This tends to concern people as the weather gets colder. And yes, influenza can apparently be especially concerning to certain populations, such as the elderly and people with compromised immune systems for various reasons, such as people taking medications to prevent rejection of transplanted organs. And everywhere you turn, you're urged to get a flu shot, not just at your doctor's office, but at pharmacies and even grocery stores that presumably have a pharmacist on staff. Studies show that the vaccine lowers mortality from flu, meaning it can prevent death, although there are arguments on how effective it really is at this. Maybe around 50% effective, at least in healthy, non-elderly people. At any rate, there are alternatives to the standard flu vaccine. One need for an alternative is that this vaccine would do nothing to prevent a non-influenza infection. That is, what are people supposed to do against every other viral or bacterial cold, bronchitis, and the like that they also can contract? There are some interesting herbal solutions to this. One is the traditional Chinese medicine formula called jade screen. One of the herbs in this mix is astragalus, which I've talked about before. It's an often used tonic herb that looks like a popsicle stick. This tones a person's system to make their immunity more robust, to repel the germs that may cause a cold. You would tend to take jade screen or astragalus while you're still well, as a real preventative. Other herbs that have more of a bitter quality to them, golden seal being one of the more popular examples, act more similarly to a kind of herbal antibiotic, meaning you'd tend to take this when you actually start to experience symptoms of a cold, such as a sore throat. Berberine is one of the bitter constituents in these plant medicines, and berberine is even now being used to help in some unlikely seeming situations, like diabetes. The taste of bitter is a lacking flavor in American diet, so it actually does make sense that bitter berberine could be useful for a variety of issues afflicting modern people. Speaking of flavors, pungent flavor, more commonly called hot, as in red pepper or ginger, can also be helpful to fortify a person's system, perhaps by subtly allowing a person to sweat easier and kind of cleansing the system. And ginger and garlic, at least, do possess some antiviral and bacterial effects, so can be included in tonics that also can help prevent winter respiratory infections. You'll see some interesting formulas with this hot principle at work in health food stores here in Maine. And luckily, many are even made locally here. If you really get socked with a bad cold or flu, a very powerful therapy is to eat very lightly, vegetable broths and such, and even fasting entirely, especially, even necessarily, if you have a fever. When the burden of digestion is lifted from your immune system, then you can really allow your white blood cells to help clean out your system of germs. And with a fever, you'd probably have little appetite anyway. If you have access to a sauna, at least two of these a week has been shown to reduce incidence of colds. And one of the easiest things you can do to boost your immune system during the cold and flu season is to alternate hot and cold water at the end of your shower. You could do 20 seconds of each, back and forth, up to 7 times. This costs hardly anything, yet naturally strengthens your body's ability to fend off winter germs. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week.